Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. I'm Phil Carroll, and today we're joined by David Minchin, CEO of Helium One. Welcome, David, and Happy New Year.
Hi, Phil. Happy New Year to you as well.
So just this week, we saw the project update where the current operator paid rig retention costs rather than release the unit, which has obviously had an impact on operations. Do you want to add any further comment on this and what it means for the 2023 exploration drill program?
Yeah, Phil, obviously it was a very disappointing result for us and a pretty rubbish start to the new year. All the previous conversations we'd had with Exxaro and Invictus had been around the realms of mobilization and logistics, you know, detailed information about how we're going to move the rig from Zimbabwe into Tanzania. You know, we had logistics contractors lined up, we had civil contractors lined up. Everything was ready to go, and we were being told that the rig release date would be provided to us once the well had been completed. Obviously, there has been no inclination that the rig release date would be moved by 12 months. It's a shame we didn't receive any notification of this beforehand. We are now having to rapidly redeploy management team towards identifying another rig.
So, David, I'm sure you didn't have a very good 2nd of January. The situation that we sort of Helium One finds itself in now is obviously difficult, but obviously not impossible with cash on the books. And there are rigs out there, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we're actually in a very strong position. We've got a number of warm leads, you know, conversations we were having in November before we signed the MOU with Exxaro. Which we just need to reinitiate those calls. I've been working on it since the 2nd of January, as I said, and we're getting good feedback. You know, we're a very low-risk prospect for a drilling contractor because we've got money in the bank. We have a target that we want to drill, which means that, you know, if you're going to do business with Helium One, then you know that we've got the work, we've got the cash to pay for the work. So we're receiving quite a lot of positive feedback, reinitiating the conversations that we've been having last year, and indeed having new people reach out to us saying, you know, we've seen that you are in the market for a rig and we have a rig available. I think the rig market is slightly less tight than it was this time last year. I think, you know, the gas price is off the boil a bit, and a lot of the exploration work has been done last year. So I think we're in a strong position, and I'm feeling optimistic that we're going to be able to drill a hole relatively early in 2023.
From the point of view, just looking back slightly on the other deal, is there anything you think that you could have done differently with the deal that obviously has not happened now? Or is it simply just out of the blue that this has happened and there's nothing really you could have done to foresee this was going to happen?
It was a case of we were thrown under the bus. All of the conversations we'd had leading up to the 2nd of January, very positive and forward-placing. Obviously, we're still keen to work with Exxaro, and they're still keen to work with us. They've got an international fleet of 35 rigs, and I know that we don't want to let us down. But there are other rig providers who we're talking to as well. And the main thing for me now, quickly as we can, secure another rig, and develop this new timeline into drilling. There's nothing I can give away yet because there's an awful lot of commercial contracting discussions to be had first. But we are keen to move this on as soon as we can. We're committed to exploration in Rukwa. We're committed to making the helium discovery that we all need. And we're working on being able to announce a new timeline as soon as possible.
Yeah, and I mean, basically anybody entering the fray right now is going to be getting Helium One shares at a price, I think, just below where you managed to raise the money, I think.
Yeah, I don't comment on pricing. It certainly looks like a good entry price, given the geological prognosis is still there. We've still got the excellent targets that we plan to test this year. We've still got the team in place who can deliver. And importantly, we're well financed, so you know there's no additional dilution coming. We just need to get the equipment in place and to drill the well.
Yeah, I mean, I think for investors alone, I think it's easy to say, not easy to accept, but it's been a horrible start, as you said at the beginning, to 2023. But crap happens sometimes, and you got through it, you know. So really the issue is now, are you confident you got the management team in place and everything in place to get this resolved, I suppose, as not necessarily even as quickly, but as professionally as possible to make sure this drill happens?
My feeling, Kevin, is that this is a temporary dip. Making a good discovery is a long road, and this is, we've hit a rock upon the road. It's going to feel a bit bumpy over the next couple of weeks until we're able to announce any news. You know, there's a lot of commercial work to be done, and there isn't going to be a lot of information coming out about that. However, the destination remains the same. You know, it's taking us a little while longer to get there. I think it's fair to say that Q1 is out of the window. In terms of a spud date, but you know, keen to get on boots on the ground as soon as we can, and the destination is there. So you know, take this rough road, hold on, because there's a bright light at the other side.
David Minchin, CEO of Helium One. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much, everybody. Cheers.
Thanks, David.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.